Wheat Watch 2015. Mike Schulte joining us today from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission as we get his second report of the wheat harvest season here for 2015. Mike, I know we've had hotter conditions. It's sunny, dry in western Oklahoma. Pretty conducive for wheat harvest. What are you hearing at this point here in the middle of the week?
We have seen harvest move in the last day or two further north to as far north as Kingfisher. I know places north of that, people are trying it. In several of these areas, the grain is ready. One of the things that is hindering us, though, is the ground is still saturated with moisture, and it's making it hard for those combines to be carried across those fields right now.
Mike, I know that you were waiting for some better quality wheat in southwestern Oklahoma start to be harvested. Any indications from folks down there about better wheat yet?
You know, overall, considering the moisture that we have received this past month, I would say that the quality is pretty favorable. We have a lot of 58 to 59 pound test weight wheat that is being reported coming in. We did have one field today down at Frederick that came in at 63 pounds per bushel. You know, very unusual for the type of conditions that we've had over the past month in that part of the state. I think as maybe we move further north, the test weights are getting a little bit better. We haven't had any reports of sprout damage from any of the locations. We've had some minor sprout damage reported here in the central Oklahoma locations.
With the moisture we had in the month of May, disease a big concern for this crop, but most certainly another problem that could be out there lurking with the drier weather, hotter conditions, a chance for weeds to pop up pretty quickly. Any indications from folks you've talked to, worries about weeds at this point?
Yes, in the southern part of the state, no doubt producers are concerned about that issue. The best thing that we could have for us right now is if we could get 10 to 15 days of dry weather so we could continue to get this harvest out. Once again, I would say it's kind of surprising that we haven't had any sprout damage reported on any of the wheat that has been taken in at this point in time in the southern part of the state. We're hearing that that's not the case in certain parts of the Texas region. And in fact, there's a lot of fields down there where the wheat is laying down that are waterlogged. You walk into those fields and still saturated with moisture. No doubt we still have fields like that in southern Oklahoma, and I think the verdict is still going to be out, when we can get into those fields possibly a week from now, if we are going to see that damage exist or not. We're hopeful that we're not going to see as much as what we had anticipated, but no doubt we're going to need 10 to 15 days of dry weather to get this crop out and no more rain, or that potential certainly does exist.
Based on the reports that we're getting from some of our meteorologists, looks like next chance of precipitation right around the first part of next week, so not quite that 10 to 15 day window that you were hoping for. If we do stay dry through at least the weekend, what will that do? That's a pretty good start, I would think, to this 2015 harvest.
I think we can. One of the things that I'm hearing, though, from all the locations from the Texas line up into central Oklahoma is that, yes, producers are out in the fields that they're trying or they're taking samples, but they are having problems with the ground still being able to carry them on the clayer, heavier soils. And in the report, in certain areas, they were saying that they were having to load trucks half full in order to get them out of fields. So that's one of the things that we are going to be contending as we move forward with the next 5 or 6 days. We just really need that dry weather in order for us to move forward.
One final question, Mike. What about yields? What are you hearing regarding early yield data from across the state?
Yields have kind of been ranging all over the board. We've had a lot of yields reported on the Texas line making in the mid-20s to high 20s, and that was areas where we had received a lot of hail damage. We have had some yields down at Frederick reported as high as 49 bushels per acre on a 160-acre field, and then we've had some reported 27 bushels per acre. We haven't really gotten into the yields here in the central part of the state yet, but it does look like that yield potential does look much more favorable than what we had even anticipated, maybe even on the areas that received the heavier rains in the southern part of the state. So for that, we're going to be grateful. As far as protein analysis that's coming in so far, we've had ranges kind of all over the board from 9 to 14%. But we're kind of seeing an average of the state right now around that 11 to 11.5%. With all the rains that we had received as the crop went into this fill stage, I think that we were a little bit concerned about just what protein was going to be. So far, it looks like on what we're seeing reported that protein is going to be decent for us, and we're hopeful that that will continue as we progress.
That's Mike Schulte. Mike, of course, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Wheat Watch 2015, our harvest report from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.